We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, let's go out and talk to our main man, Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group. He covers the San Francisco 49ers, and we haven't checked in with him in a while. What's up, Cam? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Happy summer. Things are good. How are you?
Hey, let me just ask you. What's your handicap, Cam?
Oh, it's back up probably around 12, 14. I got it down to about 9, maybe 2 years ago, maybe a year ago, and then I started playing better courses and harder courses, and no, that's fine. It's a good trade-off. I'll take that. So
yeah,
I've played a little bit. I got some nice rounds coming up on the Monterey Peninsula in the next month, so I'm looking forward to it.
I played
Pelican Hill last weekend for the first time, and
that's
a whole different Newport Beach, and that's a whole different amount of wealth that's around you. It is.
Wow.
Everybody is showing. It's like you just hang out on the street and it's like watching car show go by with Rolls Royces. Stuff. I was not in my element there. So, but the course was beautiful.
If you don't forget, if you play Monterey Pines, it's like a par 68. It's not even a par 72.
Listen, you're talking to a guy that grew up. My first non-newspaper job was working at Deep Cliff Golf Course in Cupertino, and it's a nice little. Was it a par 62 or something like? In the redwoods of the Cupertino foothills, and I hadn't played it for about 30 years, and I went back maybe 2 years ago, and that's where I got my first hole in one.
Oh, nice. Cam.
I was all alone on a Wednesday afternoon like this, and nobody around to witness it.
Yeah,
and
I went into the
clubhouse to buy everybody drinks on a Wednesday afternoon in Silicon Valley. There's nobody in there, but the FedEx guy walked through. I asked him what he needed. I gave him a Dello to go, and off he went happy. So we're all good.
Cam,
hold on. We got to tell Guru
Cam.
Some stuff here. My understanding is no hole-in-one is official unless you're part of a foursome.
I knew that, right.
Unless you're part of a foursome, that's not true.
You need witnesses.
Now, the one thing is you could have, I think there's a debate whether it's 9 or 18 holes. Now, Matt, one of the first stories I ever did out of Cal Poly was I had to do a story on Larry Coons, who called himself Mr. Aces because he had hit over 1,000 hole-in-ones. And I dreaded doing the story. I went out and played Larry's little 9-hole track that was inside the mobile home park in Santa Maria. And basically it was 30-yard pitch and putt. Actually, I don't think he ever putted because he just pitched. But that was his claim to fame. It made him happy, and so he had a ton of hole-in-ones. And not one of those, I believe, was official. But he considered them hole in one. I consider mine a hole in
one. There you go.
I recorded it. I went to pay my fare in the clubhouse, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
925, hole in ones on par threes do not count.
Long as Cam believes
my sources Cam say that Larry Kuntz is very empty inside. That's what my sources say.
Larry, I believe, has gone to the great golf course in the sky, but he's a tremendous old Bob's Big Boy executive, and he gave me, I think, about 100 golf balls. He was sponsored by Wilson Bullet. Was that the name of the company? And then he gave me a bottle of champagne, and I took those balls and the champagne down to Pismo Beach one night when I was living down there and sent them on their way.
All right. Nice.
Yeah,
all right.
That was a good story.
I guess we'll talk 49ers.
I love
Go
it.
Ahead.
There's really nothing more to talk about.
Cam.
That was the big news of the day. Yeah.
Listen, Stoddy's trying to douse me with water because we know hoop just ended. The Warriors just won. We're in baseball season. But all I'm fixated on is, my gosh, what is Trey Lance going to be and how good is he going to be? When you're doing your job and just looking at this team and this season, how could anything supersede what has me staying awake at night? Because I don't think there's a comp when you go, guy took you to the Super Bowl, guy took you to the NFC Championship game, you replace him for rookie that didn't play but a couple games. This is like a one-off.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're all going to be, everybody's going to be fixated on once everything gets going. And that assumes that Debo and Bosa get their extensions, or at least Debo does, that there's no contractual distractions, because everybody wants to see how Trey Lance's career takes off. And this is it's a comparison I was really hesitant to do the last couple of weeks of, you know, I've covered a bunch of those Warrior playoff wins, and I've seen Steph Curry from the moment he arrived. And it made me reflect back when Curry showed up and people were doubting him. You know, they were also wondering whether he was going to get traded, if he was really the guy that to stick around long term. He deferred to Monte Ellis, kind of. And that kind of reminded me what Trey came in here, also from not a big-time school, Curry from Davidson, Trey from North Dakota State, and kind of just was, you know, humbly in the background for a little bit before he emerged into this superstar. And who knows what's ahead for Trey Lance, but I think the way he's handled the past year and a half, and just how he's looked on the practice field with his talents, with his leadership, the work ethic, the mentality, I mean, everything projects that this guy should be a superstar. There's nothing that says he's guaranteed to do that. There's going to be a lot of work, there's going to be a lot of ups and downs, but I think the Niners are pointed in the right direction with him. I'm really excited to see how he does.
Cam Inman joining us on 95.7 The Game. Any update on Debo Samuel? Obviously, we know he made it to training camp. He participated. Mm-hmm. Last we heard, he still requested a trade. He's got one more year under contract. Where are we with Debo? Anything new?
Yeah, I mean, there was a report over the weekend that he has not rescinded his trade request. Well, let me give you another report. The Niners have not signed him to a contract extension yet. So, I mean, there's no news to report. I mean,
right.
He did show up at minicamp, was in good spirits, was hanging out with his teammates, was playing catch with Kyle Shanahan's son. And it's one of those things, just be patient and your contract extension will come. And I'd imagine everybody will be happy down the road. I looked at just kind of what could be going on Debo's radar coming up. I mean, he's been working out cross country these last few months. So he's putting work in to make sure his body's in good shape once things get going here in about 2 months or a month. And he has a youth camp this week, I think Thursday, in his native South Carolina. And then he has another youth camp in late July at DVC in Pleasant Hill, which, you know, it's 4 days before the 49ers training camp opens. So I think everybody expects that Debo will be in camp. And so I don't think there's anything crazy right now, the way everybody was fearful a few months ago going, wait, why would he want to trade? Is there some personality conflict? I don't get the sense of that. I think it's mainly business. And once you get that settled up, then they're off and running.
Stani had a joke for me earlier about Jimmy Garoppolo being, you know, competition for Trey Lance. Speaking of camp, and he was having some fun, but speaking of camp, do you think there's a chance at all, Cam, that when that day does come, that we could see both quarterbacks throwing passes in training camp for the Niners?
I mean, it's possible, man. Yeah, I am really curious to see what happens, okay? And the deal with Jimmy Garoppolo's shoulder surgery, when he had it in March, we were told, or there were reports, that it would be 16 weeks of non-throwing. Tomorrow marks the 16 weeks, and it'll be 16 weeks from then. So that's why you're starting to hear reports, well, he's expected to start throwing. So we're taking everybody for the word. Nobody's seen Jimmy. I mean, I don't think I've been around a more reclusive superstar in non-game time, right? Jimmy is very private in what he does. There's no, like, videos out there. Everything's behind the scenes. So when he shows up at camp, I can't imagine the Niners giving him full clearance from the get-go. I mean, it's just not how it's done in the NFL. Like, they'll at least ease him in, have him limited in drills. But once you clear him to be on the field, then he's medically cleared and, you know, more tradable than he is now. I mean, getting that surgery essentially torpedoed his trade value until he could prove himself healthy again.
Cam, you know, we were having fun with you early in the show, but I got a message for you from a Twitter follower, Chocolate Mark. Chocolate Mark says, so you're all going to just overlook when Cam said he gave the FedEx driver a Modelo to go. You know what? I didn't recognize that at the time. That was a nice touch. Nice touch, Cam.
I was going to buy the guy working the grill whatever he wanted, but even though he gets anything for free. But then, fortunately, the FedEx guy was walking through, and so I asked, what do you need? And he's the one that suggested a Modelo to go. I didn't send him on his way purposely. I was hoping, you know, maybe it's good. Maybe he took it so he could have it after his shift, hopefully, right?
Yeah,
there
exactly.
You go.
Or at the end of it.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't take the Modelo. I had a nice IPA, I believe, instead when I went about my day.
Yeah, that's too much beer for me, but
IPA.
You're still younger and in better shape, so you deserve it.
Yeah, it's getting harder to work off, man.
Yeah, I know. It's going to get worse. Hey, thanks, Cam. I'd like to keep you on a positive note before we leave.
Yeah, no, it's all good. It's summer. Everybody, don't worry about your bodies now. You worry about your bodies pre-summer. Now that we're in summer mode, go have fun.
That's true.
You get around working back. I mean, you're at the point of no return now.
So I would agree with that.
What you got, you got. And work towards next summer to get that summer bod going. Right now, enjoy the dad bod.
Yeah, I agree, Cam. Thank you so much.
Hey, guys.
It's like,
good talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.